the latest episode of Retcon, we talked to two members of Cybertronic Spree, a band of robots in disguise who keep the spirit of the original 1986 Transformers movie alive in music and in costume at comic conventions and fan events all around North America. One shall stand, one shall fall.
You got the touch! You got the
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Retcon, a podcast of assorted geekery. I'm Rick Marshall, and today we're talking Transformers. Back in 1986, Transformers the movie arrived in theaters and rolled out into the hearts of a generation of fans with its action-packed adventure featuring a mix of old and new characters from the popular Hasbro line of vehicles that transform into robots. That adventure was set against the soundtrack of powerful 80s hard rock and hair metal that famously introduced the world to Stan Bush's The Touch. The power of nostalgia is strong, and more than 30 years after that film's premiere, members of the band Cybertronic Spree have made a name for themselves performing new versions of those very same songs from the film's soundtrack in front of roaring crowds at conventions and fan events around the U.S. and Canada. In June 2017, the band released its first original rock song, Cybertronic Warrior, a metal anthem that channels the 80s songs that inspired it in all the right ways. We managed to get two of the band's busy bots, RC and Hot Rod, to chat with us about the origins and inspiration for their Cybertronic sound. RC, Hot Rod, let me start off by welcoming you, Cybertronic Spree, in the proper way, the universal greeting, Ba Weep Grana Weep Ninny Bon.
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 See, the universal greeting works every time.
Ba Weep Grana Weep Ninny Bon to you too, human.
So I apologize for starting off with what might be a little bit of a tough question here, but I've watched the 1986 documentary about you a few hundred times, and I can't help wondering how so many of you went from being mortal enemies back then to bandmates now. I mean, you've got Autobots playing nicely with Decepticons, and even Unicron and Aquinason all rocking out together.
Yeah, we get that question a lot. What was it that drew us to set aside our warring factions and come together? I mean, it's kind of a simple answer. It's the power of rock.
It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
You got the touch! I mean, we were drawn to Transformers the movie, the 1986 film, and the soundtrack from Stan Bush, Vince DiCola, Kick-Ax, all those amazing artists, just had such a profound effect on us, and yeah, after I gave the Matrix back to Prime and realized that leading the Autobots wasn't my forte, I thought, let's see who's kicking around the galaxy. Wouldn't mind bringing those classics back to Earth for another show.
Yeah, and I mean, I was just working as security detail for other rock stars, so I was playing around a lot on their keyboards and stuff, and I just really wanted to join a band.
Well, you've been playing together for a few years now, mostly at conventions and fan events. How has that experience changed for you as you've grown more comfortable with each other and the music and the very specific sort of crowds that come to see you at shows?
It's been a little overwhelming. I mean, when we first got the bots together, it was almost 4 years ago, we had no idea that the reception would be so powerful. And so, yeah, we rocked an event called Nerd Noise Night, which was part of Fan Expo a few years back. And I guess the internet and our audiences immediately connected to our power. And we haven't looked back since.
Well, you just released a new single, Cybertronic Warrior, that's frankly pretty epic. It feels like those songs from the 80s that filled your documentary and so many other movies from that time. Tell me a little bit about where that song comes from.
I'd have to say that song, it really comes from within, but it also comes from our time here on Earth and just connecting with the fans and it's a song, you know, for all those humans who have that spark in them. We wanted to capture that. And it's for those humans who feel like they're stuck on the sidelines. And so we're like, you know, it's time to write that anthem.
Well, that's exactly what it hits. And the video for Cybertronic Warrior is intense. So, I mean, there's a spaceship. You're fighting evil flying bots and lightning and a massive fortress with a skull face. It all seems pretty wild to me. But is that just like a Tuesday for you guys?
It kind of was. I mean, the film is, to us, is like, this is why you don't give robots nice things. That was a brand new mech we just got with a brand new spaceship. It was our first night out. And, of course, we run into a little bit of trouble. And by the end of it, we've pretty much written off both the mech and the spaceship. They're just kind of scrapped now.
So I mentioned that documentary from a while back, but there's also been a few big movies directed by this human filmmaker named Michael Bay, featuring the Transformers. One's in theaters now. What do you think about the movies? Have you even seen them?
You know, we haven't really seen those too many of those films. I mean, not that we're not fans. And I think Prime, that's sort of his wheelhouse there, is these Bay films. But yeah, It's quite surreal seeing yourself represented on film. I hear I'm in the latest installment of Transformers.
And I mean, I don't even think I'm in the movies, so I'm just not going to bother.
Fair enough. One of the questions that's been bugging me here a little bit. So when you guys are going to a show, do you transform into a one single vehicle and everybody goes into that one? Or do you all sort of go separately?
You know, Rick, we tried using one vehicle. And even though Unicron's a large planet, the parking is just doesn't work for us. So, no, it's also very smelly in there. We kind of separate. And we'll get together at the venue is usually how it goes.
Well, one of the things I love about what you're doing is that it brings this form of music that I grew up with in the 80s, this metal music, back into the sort of the spotlight here. Why do you think there's sort of this nostalgic connection to that era of music for, you know, for us humans?
Well, I just think, you know, things are at a crossroads here on this planet. And it's very exciting. And I think the 80s were channeling both that optimism and the need for change that is, I think, really popular right now. And it's something that, you know, we feel strongly as well. Just kind of seeing the planet move along. And yeah, we're kind of thrilled to be part of that change.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, the music from the 80s comes with a certain confidence that it just, it gives you that feel-good rush for making that change and just feeling better about yourself.
Well, as far as live shows go, what's next for you? Where can people go who want to see you and hear your music?
That's really exciting, actually. We're happy to announce we'll be playing a few dates in the States, which is big news because we crash-landed our spaceship just north of the border this time. So, we're going to be at RetroCon at the middle of October, October 14th. So that's beautiful Pennsylvania. And then later on, you can catch us at Ferndale, Michigan in November and on the 10th there. So yeah, there's some exciting shows for us there. I think prior to that, of course, we'll be doing our annual appearance at Fan Expo. So you can catch that if you're north of the border in Toronto. Yeah, that's that's all the big things right now that we're looking at. But we do keep surprises on.
And what about on the music side? How's the response to Cybertronic Warrior been for you, for all of you? Have you started thinking about maybe what the next track is going to be?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got an infinite number of tracks. It's just a matter of releasing them. And when we saw the reception for Cybertronic Warrior, we got down to work. So yeah, we're excited to put out some new tracks as well. So look forward to those.
Well, fantastic. Well, RC, Hot Rod, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a one-of-a-kind interview. So let me bring it full circle by saying, till all are one.
Till all are one. Yes, fighting to win my honor.
That was RC and Hot Rod of the Transformers-inspired band Cybertronic Spree. You can find out more about the band and their upcoming appearances at thecybertronicspree.com and on the band's YouTube channel and official Facebook page. This has been Retconned, a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Our producer is Patrick Garrett. I'm Rick Marshall. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or your podcast app of choice. It lets us know you're out there and that you want to hear more.